Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you don't want to miss this hour, Al, because we have a hot seat coming up. We have Carpool Karaoke with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
That
if you missed
regular.
It, it's spectacular. Mm-hmm. And we may have a mega guest, but we're still, it's
not
50-50.
Sure.
He may be in the studio, he may not be, we don't know.
No.
Well, we're hoping, all right? And on the line with us now is one of my favorite people of all time.
All right.
Because he played hockey the way I enjoy it, rugged, manly hockey.
Okay.
His name is Frank the Animal Bialowis, and he is a member, or was a member, of the now immortal Danbury Trashers. Frank the Animal. Frank, are you there?
I sure am, Hans. How are you, buddy?
Frank. So I'm watching this Netflix thing about the Danbury Trashers, and there you are next to the mobster that owned the team. Have you seen the documentary yet?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I watched it the other day. I've been hearing lots about it. I knew it was coming out. You know, I talked to Jimmy and AJ, you know, quite a bit. You know, it's all good, man. They're good people. I love them.
All right. Just so you know, Jimmy is the owner, Jimmy Galante.
Yes.
And AJ is his son.
Yeah.
And here's what I heard, Frank, that they patterned Tony Soprano after the guy Jimmy Galante, because in The Sopranos, his son is AJ, too. Do you think they patterned it after the guy you knew, Frank Galante?
You never know. Jimmy was he's quite the character. Like I said, I loved him to death, man. You know what I mean? He was straight up with you, told you what you wanted, and you know, and like I said, he'd take care of you. He was an awesome guy, man. That's all I can say.
All right, Frank. When they recruited you, when they signed you, that when this guy bought the team, he assigned his son. The president, CEO, his son was 17. Did the son call you to sign you to a deal?
I had a couple of friends that were there, and they knew that I was bouncing around. Like, I'd fly into Quebec to the, you know, to the Quebec Senior League there.
Yeah.
And I was getting paid to fight, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, what do I don't like anything more than money and fighting. So it's good. It's perfect, you know? So, and,
All right, so when you went there,
you know,
Frank, when you went there, was your basic goal to get in fights?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's like, they're going to play, and I'm like, no. I just want to just give me my money and tell me who you want beat up. That's all. So.
All right, so, Frank, I want to throw a couple of names at you because I was watching these guys, and I couldn't believe how tough they were, all right? Brad Wingfield. Yeah. What can you tell me about Brad Wingfield?
Wingers, he's a great guy. Like, you know, down to earth, do whatever you want. You know, similar to, you know, what, like you said, what you grew up watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't get as far as, you know, some of the guys, but who knows the circumstance and injuries, you know, whatever. But, you know, Winger was a tough guy, you know. He did, like you said, did his job. You gotta have respect for him. You know what I mean? He got hurt there. I mean, you've seen it in the movie. You know what I mean? I mean, I think one of the games I got called in for was a game that team that hurt him.
Ooh.
And AJ made a video. So during warm up, hearing more about it. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. You'll die laughing at it. So he's got the Undertaker, you know, coming out from WWE, and then he's got all these fights of mine of me beating the shit out of people, and he's got this up on the Jumbotron during warm-up with the other team. I was just dying laughing. I was like, this is going to be great.
All right, so hold on. That they this guy, Brad Wakefield, he got his leg broken. And then did everybody else on your team, on the Trashers, then have to go after that guy and beat him up?
I mean, they left it alone. Jimmy and AJ wanted him dead.
They wanted him dead?
Pretty much, yeah. So they would just get, everyone, when I came to play, it was really hard to get fights because no one wanted to fight me. I just grab guys and beat the crap out of them because they did. I try, and they would be like, "No, we're not fighting." And I was like, "Oh yeah, you are. You don't have a choice, man."
All right, wait a minute. There's another guy I want to ask you about, Frank. There was a guy on your team who had only one eye.
What?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he was there when I was there.
Okay.
He finally flew in for Nick. I got my business and stuff, you know,
right.
So it's like, you know, he called me up. He's like, are you available to come down this weekend? You know, I was like I said, money and fighting, what more could you ask for? I was like, yeah, you know, I'll be down. I'll leave right after work on Friday. So I drive after work, you know, drive in, get dressed, play the game, beat people up. He put me in a nice hotel overnight, play the next night if I wasn't suspended or whatever. It's good. Yeah. But the refs were terrified when I was there. I only got one shot at it. You know what I mean? Once I started acting up, I was gone, man. They were like, "Yeah, you're not staying in here."
I guess you might have had a little bit of a reputation there. All right, there's another guy I got to ask you about, because Keith Jones claims that he once squared off against the Nigerian Nightmare, Roman Ender.
Ender. Yeah, he played in Rochester. I beat him up a few times. He's not that tough. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, again, he's a gamer, so you got to have respect. You know what I mean? And, I mean, yeah, he wasn't really a nightmare in my book. But.
All right. Do you think on that team with all these tough guys, do you think you were the toughest, Frank?
No, you never can say you're the toughest. I was pretty good up there. I mean, you obviously know that. You know
right.
what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, I always, like, you know, my reputation. Plus, I hadn't played for a long time, so I was getting older. But a lot of the guys were older that were coming in,
right.
you know, to do that. So it was like, you know, it was all good. I mean, like I said, they had a really, really tough team,
yeah.
you know, but... You know, like, you go to that Quebec League and you got, like, 20 teams like that. You know what I mean?
Wow, so, really?
But it was a good place to play. You were treated like a god. You know what I mean? For, like, they were good people for that.
That's
you know?
Awesome. I love this. I love the documentary. The footage is so great. There's not enough of you in it. That's my only complaint, Frank. They didn't show enough of your fights. I want to see you fighting more.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, there were nothing great. Yeah, they were like, everyone was scared to death. It was like I was like the devil child. You know what I mean? As soon as I came in, like I said, you know, you're in warm up, and here's this thing. You got to watch the video, and then you'll see it. And this is what AJ's got on there. He made the video,
huh?
And he puts it up there. The Jumbotron. Yeah. It's on YouTube. It's like Danbury Trashers, Frank Philo's video. I don't know. Yeah.
I will be watching that today. Frick, I just got to know. In this documentary, they apparently violated the salary cap by paying you guys in cash under the table. Can you confirm that for me? Because it's in the documentary. Did they give you a bag with money in it?
Oh, yeah, 1,000,000%. There's no question. That was the best part of it. There's no, you can't trace it. There's nothing, you know. It's good stuff.
All right, does this prove, this is very popular, this documentary, Frank. Does this prove need more fighting in hockey again? Do you think we should have more fighting?
Angela, how long have you known me for? Long time, right? And from day one, what did I say? Have you ever seen, right now you go to the stadium and you want to kick the fans' butts because they're sitting on their hands.
Yep.
You know, before in the old days, you know, I'd act stupid, you know, Brownie, Schulze, you know, and the whole building was on their feet going nuts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You don't see that anymore. The buildings aren't half as loud. There's people, you know, if you tell me you don't like fighting, you're an idiot. That's it. That's the bottom line. Anyway, one out of every 1,000 people in that building might not like it, but the other 999 love it.
Frank,
you know what I mean? It brings excitement to the game. It's not, that's what we do. That's what hockey was. You know what I mean?
Well,
now
hope
they want to wear panties.
Right.
Oh, go ahead.
I just want you to know, Frank, you have always been a hero to me and always will. I love you. I think you're one of my favorite athletes of all time because, you know, I'm similar to you.
Well,
that means a lot. I like that style of hockey. To me, that's what it's about. Frank, I'm so glad I could talk to you again. And everybody, watch your documentary. You'll see Frank standing
yeah.
next to Jimmy Galante.
Yeah.
And they're like posing for pictures. And I went, oh, my God, there's my guy, Frank.
Yeah, nobody wanted to go with Frank. Nobody wanted to dance with him.
Now, let me tell you something. Frank could have beat all these guys featured in a documentary. One at a time or all together, Frank could kick their ass. Are you with me on that, Frank?
You know what? They're all my buddies. You know, like we had a good time. It was, it was like in that picture that you see there,
right. That
was a tough lineup, man.
Yes, it was. It was afraid, and I was home alone without having to face those guys. Frank, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. You guys have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.